Recorded. Okay, good morning, and we are holding on. Mehmed Beis, I believe. Is that true? Memdala Mabez. Mem Gimel Memdala is Memdala Mabez. You're correct. Okay, yes, 44B. Oh, about exactly halfway, literally with a protractor. Omar Mar. Tchol is Yofel Lishinayim, quoting the Bryce that we just said before. Eating the spleen of an animal is good for one's teeth, but v'kashel b'nei ma'ayim, but it's bad for one's intestines, for one's digestive system. It says the Gemara, mai tekante, so what should you do? The Gemara says an eitzah, chew it out and spit it. Chew it and spit it out. Nil asay, chew it, v'nishadya, and spit it out. What about kreshin, which we said were these beets? Kashin l'shinayim, they're bad for the teeth.
He says
these are
leeks.
I mean leeks, is it correct? Kreshin is leeks, kashinless, thank you, is kashin l'shinayim are bad for the teeth. The yofin the b'nei ma'ayim and good for the digestive system. Ma'ay tekante, what should one do? L'shal kinei, you should boil it up v'nivla ina and eat it whole. Kol yerek chai, any raw vegetable, moirik, causes one to turn green. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, besuda rishayna, that's only if you eat it for the first meal, for breakfast, shal achar hakaza, after one, the first meal, after one blood lets. Otherwise, you're okay to eat salad. Rabbi Yitzchak also said, anybody who eats vegetables before the fourth hour of the day, it is prohibited to talk. This is with him. Now, it's prohibited. My time was the reasoning, Mishum Recha, because he will give off an unpleasant smell. Another member from Rabbi Yitzchak is that it is prohibited to eat a raw vegetable before the fourth hour of the day. So technically,
that's a strong lotion. Wait, only giving you a
no. So there's two. You're right. No, so there's two different schools of thought. One says that it only causes bad breath, and one says that it's actually damaging. If it's actually damaging, then it would be usher. But it's a good point. So that's why it's two different. That's why it's set over in two different lashonos. There's a machlekes exactly how far to take it. In fact, it's brought up by the following story: a meimer mar zutra v'rav Ashi. Three of these gedolim haviyasvi were sitting together. I see kamai hu yerek chai. They brought a salad out. Koydim arba shoyes. It was before the fourth hour of the day. A meimer v'rav Ashi ochel. Meimer v'rav Ashi had it. V'rav mar zutra leochel. Amrli my daitech. What's the reasoning? Da'am Rabbi Yitzchak kol ochel yerek koydim arba shoyes osu l'sapeh menu mishum recha. What's the pshat? Because you hold like Rav Yitzchak that says that it's that somebody who eats before the fourth hour of the day, you can't talk with him because of the bad smell. But you're talking with us, so even though you don't want to eat it yourself, but then you're anyways violating the principle because anyways you're eating, you're sitting with us. V'hanan deka achlinan, we ate it. V'kamishtayis bahadan, and you're talking with us. So in other words, this is also must prove that it's not the bad smell that you're like ew. It's actually sounds like the smell will be detrimental. Otherwise, if you want to go ahead and smell the bad smell, let's say, your favorite star has a terrible body odor, but you want to be next to him because it's your favorite star. So if it's just bad smell, it must be that the smell is damaging itself.
Just don't blow, the odor is harmful.
The odor is harmful, yeah. That's what it must be. So Amar Lahu, Ana ki idich the Rabbi Yitzchak svirle. I hold like the second member of Rabbi Yitzchak. The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak aslo adam shiyachel yerakai kodem arbashos, but not because of the smell that it produces, and the fact that it can damage other people next to him, but rather simply because it is prohibited because it damages to oneself. Says the Gemara, Kol Kotan, anything that's...
I want to make a comment on all of these things. These things seem so far fetched. All of these things.
Why?
But because they really don't seem to make any sense. But in actuality, they're not far-fetched, and Chazal knew what they were talking about, and these things actually take place. Because I believe there's a Gemara in Gittin that says a wine is good for the heart. And a few years ago, some scientists in France came up with his research that if you drink wine, it's good for the heart. It came out with it. So all these things here.
I don't know if you
so
trust a French scientist about that. Anyways, but
even though they seem so far fetched, Chazal knew what they were talking about. We just don't understand it.
100%. Yep. This is a right. We've commented this about back when we saw the stars, the trillions of stars. That's also, they didn't know anything back then without a telescope. And yet, that is 100% a good point. So the Gemara says, Kol, Katan, Makdin, anything that is...
responsibility if you see someone doing something dangerous to tell him before he does it? Because here he saw him eating it and he thought it was dangerous. He should have warned him.
There is another concept called Shemer Psoim Hashem, which means that if people do it, then Hashem runs the world with Teva. But technically everything is dangerous, everything is not dangerous. So if the minhag of the world is, say, they applied this to smoking back in the 70s and 80s, if the minhag of the world is to smoke, so Hashem's not going to kill off the entire planet because everybody started to do something silly. So to that we apply the concept of Shemer Psoim Hashem, that we don't take the risk factor into account anymore if most people do it. So by driving and all these things. Shemer Psoim Hashem. Hashem watches the fools. It becomes part of Teva. So you could say that nowadays that Emma is serving salads in the morning, probably we have a Shemer Psoim Hashem on us. Nobody's makbid on specifically. It became part of the culture and part of normal life to not be makbid on. Suddenly, like the Emma's menu changes at 9:48 because it's the fourth hour of the day. You can suddenly order salads. Since that doesn't happen, you don't have to worry about it. Amar b'chista afilu gadya bar zuz. This says kol katan is makdin. Anything that is small will cause a smallness on behalf of the eater. Amar b'chista afilu gadya bar zuz. Even if it's a very expensive goat. Now, whenever we read chad gadya, I always imagined that it was a cheap goat. Turns out, chad gadya d'zaben abavistre zuzay, it was a very expensive goat. Because here the Gemara means to say, even a very expensive goat, the size that costed a zuz. So if you can imagine the one by the Pesach Seder costed two zuz, how much then that was worth? I always thought it was like 2 cents, but it's not. V'lo yamaran, it's a good vart for the end of Seder this year. V'lo yamaran ela delezbe riva'a. That is only if it has one, this is if it didn't grow one quarter of the size that it's supposed to grow. Aval isbe riva'a, but if it did grow one quarter of the size, less lon ba, there is no problem. Kol nefesh, anything that is part of this, kol nefesh, any full creature is meshiv nefesh, will return one's soul, will revive one's spirits. Omer Rav Papa, afilu gildoni debe gili, even these little fish that grow in these little ponds, in these little areas, those are considered nefesh. Kol akorav le nefesh, anything that is close to the place where the soul went out, in other words, close to the makam shchita, meshiv nefesh also restores one's spirit. Omer Rav Acha bar Yaakov, unka, this is the neck. This is the neck meat. Amale, which is also next to the heart. Amale Rava Lisham, a Rava said to his attendant, Ki maisis li umtsa de bisra, when you go ahead and bring me a piece of meat, Tarach, please try, va'aisi li, bring it to me, mehecha, from where? De mekarev lebe barach, from where it is close to the place where they made the bracha on. In other words, where they made the bracha on shchita. Krov, cabbage, is good for lamazin, is good for one's sustenance and nourishment. With teradin and beets, lerafua, for health. The Gemara says, krov is lamazin and lerafua, it's not good for one's health. Vahatanya, shishadvarim merapin asachela, 6 things heal a person, mechalia, from his sickness, urafuas and rafua, and it is long-term healing. Ve'eluhain, krov, and the first thing on the list is cabbage. With teradin is beets, umay sisin. Maisisin is some sort of, I think they call it pennyroyal or something like that.
Yeah, water of...
Water of pennyroyal, yeah. Dvash is honey. Vekeva is the spleen. Veheres is the uterus. Veyeseres hakaved, good morning, is the diaphragm. Ela ema kruv aflamazin. Say kruv is good even for nourishment, not only for healing, even for nourishment. Oilu lebayish alefes averes b'teichai. Woe to the house, woe to the place, to the people that eat turnips. Eini says the Gemara. V'harmalei Rava l'shamei. Rava said to his attendant, ki chazis lifta b'shuka. If you see them selling turnips in the shuk, don't ask me what we should buy, because that's what we're buying. Lo temeli b'mai karach derifta. Do not say what shall we break bread with and eat. Because that's what we're buying. Omar Abaya, the Gemara answers, yeah, that's if you eat turnips, it's bad. Mibli basar. That's only if you eat it without accompanying meat. Or Rav Omar Mibli Yain, or accompanying wine. Then it's bad. It's my Rav Omar Mibli basar. Rav says without meat. Or Shmuel Omar Mibli Eitzim, without wood, which literally means without cooking it till it's soft. Rav Yochanan Amar Rebu Yain, Amalei Rav Adar Papa, Sudni, which is my lesson of Tamil Chacham, Anan, we Tavrina La Bebisra Vechamra. We break the bad power of these turnips with meat and wine. Atun, you, Deloy Nafesh Tuchu Chamra, you don't have so much wine, but my Tavrisula, what do you break the power of the turnip with? Amalei Betsivi, with wood. We cook it a lot. Kihad de bisu de rapapa, like the wife of rapapa, basa de mavashla la tavra la bit. After she would finish cooking it, she would break it, in other words, cook it again, betamin ufya barsiasa, with 80 logs of wood. She would really cook it for a long time. Okay, tan rabbanan dag katan maliach, a small fish that is salted, pamim shehu maimis, sometimes it is deadly. For example, if a person eats it on the 7th of the month, b'shiva asur, b'esim b'shiva, the 17th or the 27th of the month, v'amila b'esim v'shloisha, and some say on the 23rd of the month. So we see sometimes you take a poll, and there's like 60% of people have a problem with this. It's really 100% of people. It's just that the poll was taken on sometimes different days. What's the pshat on this medically?
I do not know.
I'm not sure. If it's Kabbalistic or it is medicinally understood based on the moon. Just like we know that there are cycles, a lady's body runs with a monthly cycle. So maybe there are medical monthly cycles that go unnoticed in a man as well. And the nafkamina is if he could eat the fish on those days. Again, I would say in this case, We have a situation of Shema Psoim Hashem, and a person does not have to check his Hebrew calendar before he goes to the local fish place. V'le'amar and Ella b'matvi, that is only if it is roasted. V'matvi v'le'matvi, but that's only if it's semi-roasted. Avol matvi, but if it's shaper, but if it's roasted well, less than bother is no problem. Ulo d'loy matvi shaper, and even if it's not roasted properly, it's only a problem. Lo yamar and el d'loy shasa basrei shichra, that's only if you don't drink beer afterwards. Avol shasa basrei shichra, but if you do drink beer afterwards, less than bother is no problem. Okay, maybe anyways we don't eat raw, maybe, but that would be a problem with sushi and things like that, where, it's not a... Maybe our fish that we eat are fully cooked, so it's not a problem anyways.
Yeah, we don't eat raw fish.
Right, but it says cooked and not cooked, so we do have sushi. A lot of people enjoy sushi.
These items that you drink wine after, like turnips, you don't have to make a bracha on the wine then, right?
If the only reason you're drinking it is because of the turnips, you would not have to make a bracha, but you have to make sure that that's the truth. Sometimes people, you have to just make sure that. But if the only reason you drink it 100%, you don't have to make a bracha. Somebody who drinks water because he's thirsty, the Gemara says, why else would you be drinking water? Somebody is drinking wine because the piece of meat is choking him. He has something lodged in his throat. So he quickly takes some water down to clear his throat. That is a... That type of person does not need to make a bracha on his drink. Rav Tarfon Amar Brayer Nefashas Rapis V'Chesrein, and Rav Tarfon says you have to say make a Brayer Nefashas. Amalei Rav Abar Rav Chanan La Abaye V'Amri Lo Rav Yosef Hilchos Amai. What is the halacha? And Amalei Puk, go out Chazimai Amar Devar. Go see what the minig of the people is. You don't have to ask me what the halacha is. You see that everybody says a shahakol and Brayer Nefashas, and indeed that minig is carried down to us. Okay, everybody makes a bracha on everything. Had and Alach Ketsam Avarchim. And we're now ready for the seventh perek. Shloisha she'ochlu ka'achas. Three people that ate together. Chayovin l'zamein are required to make zimon. Ochel demai. If they ate demai, which is foods, like we said, if you go to Eretz Yisrael and you buy from a shuk that does not have a hechsher on it, you're buying from an Am Haaretz, and you don't know, maybe he took off Meiser, even if he tells you he took off Meiser, maybe he's lying, and therefore that's called demai. You must Iber Meiser, it's called, and you have to take off Meiser again. That is, well, Iber Meisering is taking off after the kashrus organizations. This is, you got to take off Meiser from the demai. U'Meiserishin shenat l'turmasai. The Gemara will discuss all of these cases. And if a person ate Meiserishin, that its truma was taken from it. Meiserishin v'hekdesh sheniftu. Meiserishin, you have to take truma off of it and give it to the coin. It's called Truma's Meiser. Meiserishin goes to the Levi, and you have to take off 1/10 to the... to the Kohen. So we'll see what the chiddush is ma'aser sheni vehekdesh sheniftu, or ma'aser sheni has to be, if you want to eat it outside of Yerushalayim, the ma'aser sheni, you must redeem it. Hekdesh, if you want to eat it, you must redeem it. So both of these sheniftu that were redeemed, v'hashamish, and the waiter, she'achal kazayas, that eats a kazayas, v'hakusi, and a kusi, and the Gemara will discuss all these things, mezamnin olav, you can use all these people to make a zibun. Ochal tevel, but if a person eats food that mice was not taken from, umaiserishin, or maiserishin shalol nifter chemo, so that the truma was not taken from, umaiserishin of hekdesh shalol nifter, maiserishin and hekdesh that were not padui, vahashamash, and a waiter shalachal pachas mikazais, that ate less than mikazais, vahanachri or a goy, ein mizamnin alav. And the Gemara again will discuss all these things. Noshim, women, vahavadim, uktanim, ein mizamnin alehim, they are not allowed to make, you're not allowed to count them towards a zimun. Ad kam mizamnin, how much must you eat until you can make a zimun? Ad kazayas. Ad kazayas. Rabbi Yehuda Amar ad kebeya, you need to make a kebeya. Alright.
Is it going to explain why Nashim? Because they're benching also.
Yeah, the Gemara is going to talk about it. Why you can't have them join for a zimun. Yeah.
Because they have to bench also.
Right.
It's not like a time.
Right. Thing. Coming up. Okay, says the Gemara, Manan Emile, Amar of Asi, to Amar Karkas, the Pasuk says, Gadlu LaHashem, how do you know that three people can be Mitzara for Zimun? Because it says, Gadlu LaHashem Iti, Gadlu, talking to two people, because it's a plural, so make Hashem, you Gadlu, LaHashem Iti, with me, so that's three. And the Rebbe Mashemay Achtav, and together we will exalt his name, we will praise his name. So, we see that three people have graduated to the next level when they do things together. Rabbi Avahu Amar Mehacha, Kishem Hashem Ekra, when I call Hashem's name out, Havu, you, in plural, Goydel Lelekeinu, bring greatness to Hashem. So again, it's one person telling it to two people. Amar Rav Chanan Bar Abba Minayin Lo'ayna Amen Shelo Yigba Koyle Yosef and Amavarach, how do we know that somebody who answers Amen should not answer louder than he who is making the bracha himself? Shenemar, Gadu LaHashem Iti in the Rav Moshe Meyachtav, bless Hashem's name with me. And together we will shout out his praises. But it sounds like together one shouldn't be louder than the other. Sometimes when I'm by a minion where you have the chazan who's half whispering, you know, and it's hard to hear him. So I'm thinking in my head about this Gemara because I usually answer Yehi Shmei Rabba loudly, and I said if everybody answers the same loud as that guy, it'd be a very quiet minion. But so when being the chazan, you have to go loud. I do recall something about maybe chazan is different, but lemaisa, according to the passages of the Gemara, if you have a chazan who's quiet, you also should answer quiet. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi minayin she'ein ametargim rishoy lahagbiya koyle yosef min akaira. How do we know that the metargim, the one who translates the Torah, they used to have, and in fact, till today, they do have, they have something called the metargim, actually more precisely, metargim, amongst the, until today, they do it in the Yemenite shuls. And in fact, just this past Shabbos, if you went to, they did it in Skokie, where they had you read one, the guy gets up there, he reads one pasuk in the Haftarah, and then another guy comes and reads it in heavy Yemenite accent, so it sounds like Allah Akbar and things like that, but and he says it with the gimel and everything, but in his Yemen he reads the Targum. I don't know if you ever experienced that, it's a cool thing, but that minhag used to be by everybody. The Metargim is the Metargim reads the psukim, and he is not allowed to go louder than the Baal Kaira. Shenemar Moshe Yidaber V'ha'elikim Ya'anenu Bikol. Hashem answered him in that same voice. She'ein Tamad Lemar Bikol, Ma Tamad Lemar Bikol, Bikol L'shel Moshe, in the same level of strength of a voice as Moshe. Tanya Namihachi ain't a metagram, sure, like be a curl yesman a kara, im e epsilon metagram, like be a curl a keneged a kara. Now it sounds like it should be equal to it, not lower and not higher. So im e epsilon metagram, like be a curl a keneged a kara, if he cannot do it, yemayach a kara, curl of yikra. Then the kara, the original kara also should go a bit lower so that their voices should match. It shouldn't be one quiet and one loud. Itmar shnaim she'ach luk achas, two people that ate together. Are you allowed to have zimun? We know that you don't have to, but may you? If you want to, mezamnin, you may. No, even if you want to, imratzu lezamin ain mezamnin, you're still not allowed to. You need three to make a zimun. Ta tanan shloisha she'achlu ka'achas, three people that ate as one, chayovin lezamin. It sounds like shloisha ein shnaim loy. Our Mishnah sounds like three yes, two no. The Gemara answers, no, it's the raya from the Mishnah, because there, hasam, simple answer, chayva. There, it's a chayva, it's a requirement. To make, our Mishnah is referring to a requirement. Ha'ocha, in this case, it's only what we are discussing is whether it's permissible if one wants to. Tashma, the Gemara tries again. Shlosha, I'm not sure exactly why, what the problem would be. It's not like you're saying Hashem's name even. You're saying, let us bench Hashem. So, what's... You are saying Hashem, Hashem, but it's part of a statement. It's not a big deal. It's not a Hashem, Hashem problem. Together, you should. It's like, well, I guess it's just like saying Baruch Hu. What's wrong with saying Baruch Hu? You can't just say Baruch Hu. It's something that requires. If you want to publicly thank Hashem like this, you need a minimum amount of people. That's why. You want to bench Hashem, fine, but you want to publicly thank Hashem and say, so then that to bench together needs a minimum amount of three people. That's the answer. Tashma shloisha she'achlu, it's the same as, you can't say Baruch without 10 people. Tashma shloisha, even though that's also, I'm just benching Hashem, it's like saying a shahakol. No, in order to do it, you need to have 10 people. Tashma shloisha she'achlu ka'achas, three people that eat together as one, chayav and lezamin are required to make zimun, ve'ein reshoim lichalik, they are not allowed to split up. Now it sounds like shloisha and three people, yes, shnayim loy, and two people, not. Here the question is, why, it's not exactly the question as before, because here it says they're not allowed to split up. And from that addition in this price, so we can prove that two people cannot even do it even if they wanted to. Because if you were to tell me that two people are allowed to do it, then explains Rashi, why shouldn't one person be allowed to leave? Let him go, and the other two people will still take an elective approach to Zimun. And they're not losing out. If it's still within their grasp to go ahead and do it, so then why don't they do it? That's a good question. What about the guy who left? So if I remember correctly, Tosis asks a question. Tosis says, Tosis learns the proof differently. But that is the way Rashi learns the proof, that why don't you just have one person leave and let the other two people take the elective approach?
Yeah, I don't see that as a proof.
Why not?
Because the more people you have, Rovam Hadras Melech.
Well, you're not going to force somebody to do something for Rovam Hadras Melech, though. It might be nicer, but nobody's going to say you must daven in the bigger shul. Otherwise, we'd never have any small shuls. But the Gemara answers, similar to what you wanted to say, Shaini Hasim again, Dekava Ulu Bechayva Meikara. They are required, there's a difference between, not Sam Bechaz Berev Am, but they're required to do Zimun. And there's a big difference between a mitzvah that you're doing in a required oifen and a mitzvah that you're doing in an elective oifen. And since you are required to make Zimun, therefore you're not allowed to leave. Toshima, the Gemara tries again, Hashamish, Shahayim Mishamish, Al Hashnayim. If you have a a waiter who is waiting on two people, the halacha is hareza eichel imahem. He's allowed to eat with them, even if they did not give him permission, because we can assume that they do want him to eat with them because now they're able to make a zimun. But if he's waiting on three people, so then anyways they have their own zimun, they don't gain anything by him eating. So he's not allowed to eat unless they gave him permission. Now the question is,
what are we talking about? Zela?
We are talking about Rashi says there's no gaiva.
So he can eat the food, though.
It just sounds...
He eats with them or eats on his
that's
own.
That's what it sounds like, exactly. It doesn't sound like we're talking about a gaiva. However, on the side of the Gemara, they add in the word, they take out gaiva, and they say it's supposed to say gzela. Mm-hmm. So you're asking a great question, what exactly? But either way, the lumdus is the same. The lambdas is that we can assume they wanted you there. So whether it's gazela or gaiva, but it's a very good question. What exactly was the hava? What exactly are we worried about? So the Gemara says, and the Gemara says again, shiny hasam denicha lehu demikva lehu bechayva. There also, we can assume that they want to graduate from a regular chiyuv or an optional chiyuv of zimun to a real chiyuv of zimun. Not like nowadays when we do everything we could not to have zimun. But people would prefer to do a zimun benching, and not only would they prefer to do a zimun benching, they'd even stoop to the level of having the waiter eat something with them, just so that they can go ahead and have a zimun. Tashma, the Gemara tries again.
The waiter is chayev to eat with them when there's two people.
I don't know chayev, but he's allowed to.
He's allowed to.
Yeah.
What's the
You're getting mitzvahs of zimun. Yeah. In fact, we're going to see that some say that the whole brichas hazan is only if you have a zimun. It uplifts the benching. It's like davening with a minion, davening without a minion. You know, it's still davening. You still davened, but it ups the benching.
But for zimun, you could have a minimum. Two 8 grand and 1 8 mazonos, right?
Yeah.
And you could have a zimun, so the waiter can only eat the minimum. I mean, especially if you're talking about...
Even now, it sounds like he was only allowed to eat a kazayas. No, it doesn't say kazayas. How is it? He's allowed to eat with them. Yeah, but probably, if it was gazela, then he's certainly only allowed to eat a kazayas. Certainly, yeah, just to get to the minimum that he's allowed to. L'chaira, that's a good point. It doesn't say kazayas, but l'chaira, that's... Especially if we're talking about whether it's gazela or gaiva. Yesh la'ayin, if it's gaiva, then maybe once you're sitting down already, then maybe not how much more gaiva can you have, unless you pile on the food. But
kazayas from the Mishnah.
Yeah, it does say kazayas from the Mishnah. That's the minimum amount to eat. But
for
for a waiter, right? No, but I was just wondering over here where it says that you're allowed to eat without their permission. I thought it said kazayas there also, but that we just have to assume. You can assume that it means a minimum of kazayas because there's no permission to eat more.
Don't we learn
Brocha Satorah
from this passage too?
Yeah,
could
be.
So, if you only need one person to make a Brocha
Satorah,
we don't say you have to have it in two.
No, so we see the concept of this is how to make a Brocha.
This should be one, this should be good enough. Just like a Brocha, you can make one person.
I know, but the thing that we learn here is the fact that he's saying it in plural. Kishem Hashem Mekra, Havu, you, minimum of two people.
So I would think you need two people. How
would you bring
together on the Torah then?
Why?
Because you have to bring out the greatness of God, and you're at least two or three people.
We're talking about a whole different aspect.
Still, we learn the same thing in the same puzzle.
You're
separating. The Torah is one person, and this is the.
I understand, but one is. But it's world. We're learning different things. We're learning. It's a different part. One is a. You know.
It's the same thing.
No, it's like saying if a person.
It's just plural.
I know, but I understand what you are saying. But Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to Hashem, but we have this pasuk earlier back in back on that base. Yeah, it was towards the beginning, but I don't know. All right, let's put this question on hold. But it's a different part of the pasuk. I'm saying it's a different limud from the pasuk. That's like saying, you know, you have an English sentence. that let's learn how to make a comma. There were three cars, blue, yellow, and red. So the English grammatician learns from there how to make commas, blue, yellow, and red. But it doesn't mean that every English teacher drives a blue car. I mean, it's, you're right, he's learning from that pasuk, you know. Okay, the nichalahu, the mikvalahu, chayva. Tashema, noshim mizamnos laatzman. If you have women are able to make a zumin for themselves. In fact, there are women nowadays who go ahead and if they have three ladies eating together, they will make a zumin. I do know women like that. In fact, in the Gateshead Seminary, they used to do that. Every meal, they used to bench. With a siman, what? Is it 3 or 10? Is it 3 or 10? In seminary, it's definitely 10. Why do you ask that? Did you hear that it's dafka 10? Wait, oh, so they probably have the same rules. But I'm remembering what?
That you would say, and they would say okay.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, but it's. I mean, they're chayiv and benching.
On the bottom, I would assume talking about 3, not 10.
I know, but the question is, do they have an up? Do they have the level of 10? Like just like by men, it goes up to the next level by 10. He wants to know if they would up the level to of a.
If they would have to say okay.
Right. I don't see why not. So I do know that in Gateshead they used to say it. They don't do it anymore. And there are still some ladies who say it, and okay.
The ladies, I'm not saying we talk about regular men, they don't
have. Well, they could technically. I mean, technically they could get an aliyah. It's just that we don't do it because of kavarat tzibur and things like that. But and mechitza issues, and other such technical issues. But I think they should be able to. Women can make a zimun for themselves, but avadim zamnin laatzman, and avadim make a zimun by themselves. However, noshim avadim ktanim imrotzul zamnin ein zamnin. However, if they have one big group of a lady, an eved, and a katan, you cannot make a zimun with them. Now the Gemara says, "V'hameya nashi, 100 women are like ketrei gavri damian, are like two men." In
why
that,
did you, why
that
did they bring in ktanim here.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Good point.
I mean, Ketanim, right. For sure, don't do a Zimun.
Pashtus, not. I know. There's one thing about that. I don't know. But Meya Nashi Ketrei Gavri Damin. 100 women are like two men. The Ketani, in that, they do not, this is not the anti-feminist thing. It means that they are, you know, every 100 women is like two men. This is rather, it's a statement that just means that they're required to make a Zimun just like two men are required, meaning they're not required. And nevertheless, it says that they could do it. V'katani, nashim mizamnes la'atzman. So just, v'avadam mizamnes la'atzman. So just like 100 women, which do not have a chiyuv, just like two men don't have a chiyuv, and yet if they wanted to, they can elect to go ahead and make a zimun. So too, two men do not have a chiyuv. But if they wanted to, they could elect to make a zimun. And the Gemara says, no, no proof. Sha'ani hasam di'ika deyas. Over there, it's different. Because there are different people. So it's possible that albeit there's no chiyuv, but at least there are 100 people here, and therefore they're able to make a zimun. Masha enkin by two men, maybe you need three separate individuals. They have the same chiyuv as a woman.
Because then you can see that's why they perform a zimun, because they have like a katan has no chiyuv, period.
Right, avadim have the same chiyuv as a woman. Avadim have the same chiv as a woman.
Right, so maybe that's why they form a zimun together, because...
No, but they can't, though.
No, I'm saying, women have a zimun with women. Avadim have a...
With Avadim.
With Avadim, because they have a chiv of invention.
Correct.
But Ketanim, they don't have... They don't
want to. I know, so the question is, why did they have to list Ketanim in the second list? Nashim, Avadim, Ketanim, they can't do it together. I mean, like, who mentioned Ketanim? That's what Rabbi Langston is asking. I'm not sure. I was thinking about it also when I read it.
So what we're saying is that chiyuv is a different chiyuv than men's chiyuv?
No, but it's. I mean, technically, it never gets to the chiyuv level. Women never get to the chiyuv level. If they want, they could disband. Yeah. Oh, but for benching, they have the same thing, yeah. Actually, there's big raid whether or not if they forget, we'd say, to lift the bench again, is that because of this or because of Ritzay? No, I think there's a same chiv. I think they have the same chiv, yeah. So the shaila is if a lady could be yoytza a man. Let's say a man is can't bench. Could a lady be yoytza him? If she's not mechuyev midyaraisa, then she can't be yoytza him. That's a need in Norbi Kivigar. I think she could, though. I think she could. I think she is. What?
You talked about it, yes, but it's like a curse.
Yeah, right. Right.
Where I mean, obviously the Mishnah says that they don't have a chiyuv, but where do they learn out that they don't have a chiyuv?
Of Zimun?
Yeah.
Why don't they have a chiyuv to do it together?
Because they're also part of the whole,
right? Okay, so let's get to the next two lines, and then we'll drop more clarity, but it's not going to answer your question entirely. So the Gemara says, let's look at the Sefer. It says, Nashim v'avadim, even if they want to, they're not allowed to go ahead and join up together. Amai loy, why not? They have different individuals. You have two men, two women, and one Eved. The Gemara says, Shani Hasa Mishim Pritzusa. There it's different because of Pritzus. We don't want to make a group of men and women. And that, I think, will answer Dr. Aronson's question also, which is why you cannot join up two men and a woman.
Why, by the women, is it not a chiyuv to have a zimun?
Yeah, that's what Michael's asking also.
And it's not a mitzvah that says shazman glama.
Right, that's what Michael's asking also. Let's think. Maybe I would say it has something obviously to do with the function of a woman. The question is that, if anything, you'd imagine that woman would stay. I don't know. I'm sure it has something to do with the stay-at-home factor. Just thinking out loud. If it has something to do with the stay-at-home factor, so then we don't expect them to be in public places, three people getting together at the same time, and Mamela.
Could it be that just like a Balkari can't, think of Tova and stuff?
No, well, they're not Balkaris, though.
No, but there could be a, you don't want to embarrass a woman that she can't join because she's Anita.
No, Balkari, and there's nothing wrong with Anita. Balkari is because he had a lightheaded moment. But Anita, there's nothing wrong with Anita. I would say that the answer is more like that Zimun is you have three individuals getting together, coming out of their houses, getting together and eating. And Mamela, that is generally done by a man as they go out of their houses and they eat. Masha Enkein, a woman has a more stay-at-home factor, therefore she doesn't generally join up with other people. If she wants to, she may, but there's no chiyuv to. That would be the direction I would guess in, but... Probably, they're not mechayev bench, but let's say they want to. Could they bench? It's mashma from the previous Gemara that they can't even if they wanted to. What? Yeah, I know, I understand, but it's mashma over here that they can't do it even if they wanted to.
Maybe because.
I mean, that's the halacha. Also, we don't. I've never heard a cotton do it.
There's two types of zimuns. There's a 3 and a 10. Perhaps you could say of 10, then you're saying Hashem's name, and that's a problem. And so if you're going to say
But I don't think the problem is saying Hashem's name. You're allowed to technically you're allowed to say Psukim, and you're allowed to say Sfarim, do it all the time. I'm saying.
But maybe it's like saying a bracha before Nala.
No, bracha is a whole different story. A bracha, since they were keveya, that you can't say a bracha for nothing. But just to some say Hashem's name, Sfarim do it all the time. Ashkenazim are slightly more makbir, but even still, technically you're allowed to say Yishem Hashem Mevarach Me'atav Yadav anytime you want.
You see the intention of Hashem's name in
is akin to a bracha.
I think it's more like a baruchu, which is like we said before. That's what I was asking before. What's the big deal? Even if you have one person just do it. So the answer we said was because it is some sort of baruchu. It is some sort of praising Hashem Barabim. That is true. I do agree to that. But the question is that, so let's say that in the case of the Yehi Shem Hashem by three, why can they do it by three? I don't know. I'm not sure. Do they have anything about you, Ruvain, in the back on women?
There are
Rishonim
who are dealing with why women are not. Don't join the Sivan. Say the name of the
Rosh.
It's only talking about whether the men
and
women together.
Right.
But women alone would have a
chiyuv. Would have a chiyuv. Or are permitted. Uh-huh. Oh, okay, then that would... Fine, that would be different. So that would... Alright, so together I think that's the pre-tutsa factor. We don't want to make a group of men and women together. That I could hear.
If it's in your own house... wife and two daughters.
No, I could hear them. I could hear them making some sort of light plug. Can I see that? I could hear them making some sort of light plug.
Why would this be about a group? Can we say that anytime you have multiple men and one woman, we're not concerned?
It's more of the factor because Zimun says we're eating together. Oh, by the way, here it is. The Rambam pasuk she'af shenoshim zamnu zatzman lo yizamnu b'shem, even if they have 10 people. So there you go. The Meiri brings down 2 days. I'm gonna from now on. I'm gonna start bringing in my answer. The Rashbat bi she'ein haroy lahazkir Hashem ela ba'asara kafi shelam this mishnah. The Rashbat feel hein esra einem el kishnayim. Yeah. So to answer your question, Taka, they say over here machlokes whether or not women should say Hashem's name with asara, and the lesson of the Gemara is that 100 women are like 2 men. So with regards to that, you don't say Hashem's name. All right, but that's the Shittas of Rambam. Nechalko Rishenim im Isha Mitztarefes Lahashlam Laminin Asara Anashim. Rabbeinu Tam says that a woman could be Mitztaref. Look at that. Beirdei HaGemara Mei Anashim Eina Ela Kishnei Anashim Bofat. Hatam Shaloi Tirtzu HaGemara Shanashim Zanus La'atzim Mishim Shechavis Bebegaz Mazen Medura Baran Bofat. Oh, man. Okay, it's whether or not it's a women are chayiv and birkas hamazon. Looks like it's a machlekas as well. Right, Rashi and the Meiri say because bris. Oh man. Rashi says the reason why women don't join up to men is because the women have a different benching. They don't say bris and they don't say al shei chaltano, al nachal aseinu. Wow, and there are those that say because pritzutz, like I was saying, yud aleph is okay. Also a different Rashi somewhere else than Aran and Rashbats. Okay, so we'll go with that. I just want to see why don't they have a chiyuv. The Pnei Yeshua says the reason why they're not chayv and zimud yirais is because our Gemara holds that there's only a chiyuv a birkas hamazon midrabanan, and after we're chayshish that we're going to be yoytze men, because the one who said the zimud is usually the one who benched, then they weren't masaking them zimud. Wow, unbelievable. Then he brings down this rush. Okay, this is a very big sugya.
Because they can't leave, they can't be.
Since we don't, there was so, since it's only a chiyuv derabanan, and according to the Bnei Yeshua, and since the chiyuv, we don't want them to get mixed up, that they could be mitzvah, that they weren't kaveh a zimun for them, a chiyuv zimun.
So why is chiyuv benching on the
derabanan? Yeah, it's, I don't know. I have to look into it. I don't know, it's. What? Zima, but he sounds like you're saying even because of Muslim. That's what it sounds like. I'm not sure. I have to check it in slower. But okay, let's get to some sort of stopping point over here. It's time to actually, this is a pretty good stopping point. All right, let's stop over here. Have a great day.